Hi, this is Sandy Crott, and the title of this newsletter is, Why is it so hard to break a habit? Many years ago, I was looking through my car's owner's manual. To save gas and prevent engine flooding, it said, do not step on the accelerator prior to turning the ignition. Well, this was news to me. The first car I learned to drive was carbureted. And my father told me to step on the accelerator a couple of times before turning the key. My new fuel-injected car required a different starting routine. Although this was a simple change, it took me a month to break my pedal-stomping habit. Even when armed with helpful information, unwanted habits are hard to break. And yet, some habits have disappeared without me trying at all. I grew up in a family of world-class worriers, and I used to worry about everything. I lost the worry habit, but I don't remember trying. I do remember having an insight that worry is a feeling resulting from thinking about things in a certain way. Until that insight, I believed my worry came from the circumstance that I was facing or about to face. With this outside-in misunderstanding, worry looked out of my control. At some point, I noticed myself thinking in a worried way and subsequently feeling worried. In other words, I woke up to the actual inside-out creation of my worry. It stopped making sense to worry, so I guess I quit, because I saw what worry was. My entire family still worries, and I don't. Having an insight about how my mind worked equipped me with a capacity beyond personal willpower. I found myself in a new normal, no longer in the grip of my unwanted habit. In the past, discipline, willpower, and information helped me break other habits. Each was accompanied by quite a bit of effort from me. Knowing that I can grow out of a habit in a healthy, effortless way has made my life so much easier and hopeful. It's good to know there's an easier way.